It's good to see everyone here tonight. I hope that the things I have prepared will be strictly in accordance to God's word. Submission is an attitude of yielding yourself to the leadership of others. Whenever we submit to someone, we are showing our humility. If we refuse to submit, we are being prideful. And although pride is a problem in itself, it can also lead to other problems. The Bible explains that we are supposed to submit to worldly leaders as well as religious leaders. Above all, we are supposed to submit to God. Worldly leaders come in two main groups. There are leaders of an entire nation, but there are also the employers. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes about the way we should think about our political leaders. He told us not even to despise the leaders in our thoughts. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 20. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever lived. He wrote in the book of Ecclesiastes that if we curse the leaders, people will hear about our action. In this land, we don't really worry about what we say very much, because we have freedom of speech. But we have to realize that we are responsible to God for everything we say, even if the government doesn't have rules against it. If we say or even think anything bad about the government, we are doing something that the Bible commands us not to do. Something we also need to remember is the fact that God designed leadership. He placed parents over children. He placed Moses over Israel, and later he placed the judges over Israel to establish this idea. In America, he allows our leaders to choose to run for office, and he allows the people to choose to vote for or against them. Each country, state, city, etc., has set up their own leadership, but God gave the idea to man. Romans 13, verses 1 through 3. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 3. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. God designed leadership. How that leadership is arranged on earth, he left to man. If we resist the government, we are resisting leadership. If we follow the higher powers, we won't have any problem with government officials. In Titus 3, verse 1, Paul tells Titus to teach the people to be subject to principalities, powers, and magistrates. Titus 3, verse 1. Titus chapter 3, verse 1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. When Paul was instructing Titus, he told Titus that he needed to teach the people to submit themselves to the government. Paul gives three names for a worldly power, and also uses two terms for obedience in this verse. By the amount of emphasis he put on this point, we can be sure that he wanted Titus to pay special attention to this point. But as we will see later, there are exceptions when the leadership is not following God. Another earthly leader that we have to obey is our employer. The Bible does not specifically talk about employers, but it does talk about how a servant should serve its master. This concept helps us understand how we need to treat employers. Ephesians 6 tells servants to serve their masters like they are serving God. Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 6. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Paul told the servants in Ephesus to obey their masters as if they were serving Christ. He also tells them to fear God and to serve like they are serving God. We also should serve our employers as best we can while doing God's will. 1 Peter chapter 2 takes this another step further. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18, the writer tells servants to serve even the bad masters. 1 Peter 2, verse 18, "Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward." It's very easy to work for someone who is kind to you. When you are working for someone who's not treating you kindly, God still expects you to obey them and work hard as long as you are employed by them. Another thing we must do in order to keep from portraying God's name in a bad light is to give our employers all honor. 1 Timothy 6, verses 1 through 2. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. "Let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. And they that have believing masters, let them not despise them because they are brethren, but rather do them service because they are faithful and beloved partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort." Paul wrote to Timothy and told him that servants should see their masters as worthy of all honor. Employers should also be given all honor. If we don't give our employers honor, we will despise them, like Paul was talking about with the servants who didn't give their masters honor. The leaders we've talked about so far are leaders in the world. Now I want to look at the leaders in the church. One reason that we need to obey the elders is because they watch for our souls. When we don't obey them, we make it harder for them to watch out for us and our well-being. In Hebrews 13, the Bible portrays this. Hebrews 13, verse 17. "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable to you." This verse tells us that we need to submit to the elders. The reason this verse gives that we should do this is that they watch out for our souls, and they need to be able to watch with joy and not be grieved by our disobedience. If our leaders are grieved when trying to lead us, they are seeing that we are continually doing wrong. If a little child is running toward a busy street, the parents are going to rush after them and try to bring them back. This is what our leaders are trying to do for us. They're trying to pull us back into the fold when we do something wrong. Sometimes those little children break away and keep trying. It may take all the parents' time to keep them in check. If we are continually falling into sin, we are making it harder for our leaders to help us. We must submit ourselves to their rule because they are working for God. 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us that we need to understand who is laboring with us and who is over us, but to see them all as superior workers in the kingdom. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 12 through 13. "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." In this passage, Paul tells the Christians at Thessalonica to know whom they are working with and whom they should be following. Paul also tells the Thessalonians to esteem them very highly. This means that they were supposed to see all those that worked with them and were over them as higher than themselves, while loving them because of their work. We also need to look up to others and see ourselves as lesser than others. The Bible tells Christians not only to submit to those in authority, but also to submit to each other. In Ephesians 5, verse 21, Paul told the Christians at Ephesus to submit to each other. In Ephesians 5, verse 21, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This verse tells us to submit to each other. When we remember that the word submit means to yield ourselves to the leadership of others, we see that we need to humble ourselves and become selfless. In 1 Corinthians 16, we read about a person whom Paul saw as a strong fellow worker in the kingdom. He told the Corinthians to submit to anyone or help anyone who helped the work and labored. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 15 through 16. I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. Paul gave an example to the church at Corinth about some people to submit to. He told them about a man named Stephanas, and told them that Stephanas' family had addicted themselves to the ministry. When we get addicted to something, we can't stop doing it easily. Stephanas and his family had made the work something that they could not easily stop doing. He told the Christians to submit themselves to anyone who worked hard in the work of the church to help them continue toward their goal. In 1 Peter 5, the writer tells us that we all need to submit to each other because God gives grace to those who are humble. 1 Peter 5, verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, the younger people should be subject to those who are older than them, but also that everyone should be subject to each other. He goes on to tell us the reason. He says that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. The word grace in this passage means favor, so God favors those who are humble. The Bible also puts special emphasis on submitting to those who are older. In the first two verses of 1 Timothy 5, Paul tells Timothy not to rebuke an older man. He tells him instead to entreat him as a father. 1 Timothy 5, verses 1 through 2. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the older women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. Paul told Timothy to entreat his fellow Christians as if they were his family. The word entreat means to urgently ask for help. Whenever we are going through troubles, we should go to our brothers and sisters in Christ for help. Leviticus 19, verse 32, tells us that we need to honor and respect older people. It also tells us to rise up to honor the older people. Leviticus 19, verse 32, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord. This passage tells us to rise up to greet those who are older. Hoary head shows old age. God tells us to honor old age. We need to look up to those who are older than us. They have gone through life experiences that we can learn from, and we need to look up to them. Most people look up to their parents more than they look up to anyone else. The Bible commands us to be submissive to our parents and also listen to them. In Luke 2, we see that Jesus, as the ultimate example, was submissive to his parents. Luke 2, verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Mary and Joseph had just found Jesus in the temple reasoning with the teachers of the day. He asked them why they were searching for them, and told them that he must be about his father's business. Even though they were asking him to leave his father's work, Jesus went with his parents. Colossians 3 tells us that children's obedience to their parents is very pleasing to God. In Colossians 3, verse 20, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord." Jesus was submitting, was following the law by submitting to his parents. And we can see from Luke chapter 2, verse 52, that this was pleasing to God. Luke 2, verse 52, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man." Jesus obeyed his parents in everything. If Jesus hadn't followed their commandments, he wouldn't have been sinless. But because he obeyed his parents and submitted to their leadership, he gained favor in the eyes of God and the eyes of men. Obeying our parents is something we all need to do, even when we aren't young anymore. Now I want to look at the most important being to submit to. God created us and gave us the commandments we have looked at so far. I want to examine why we need to submit to God, and through that, show why we need to do what we have studied so far. Noah submitted himself to God. By doing this, he was saved with his family from being killed in the worldwide flood. Genesis 6, verse 22. "Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Noah obeyed God and built the ark. By obeying God's commandments, he saved himself and his family. If he hadn't followed God's commands, he wouldn't have lived to replenish the earth. The apostles in Acts 5 told the Jewish council that they could not obey the commands not to preach. Acts 5, verses 26 through 29. "Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye fill Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than men." The apostles told the Jewish council that they had to obey God instead of men. Even though they knew they would probably receive physical punishment for this action, they knew that they needed to obey God and not fear the punishment. This example shows us that we can disobey the government when the government is asking us to do things that are against God's will. Later on in this chapter, they were beaten and sent away. Instead of getting mad at the Jewish leaders, they rejoiced that they were worthy to suffer for Christ. James wrote about how we need to act toward following God's will in chapter 4 of his book. By submitting to God, we will also be resisting the devil. James 4, verses 7 through 8. "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." This verse tells us that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. If we try to get closer to God, then he will get closer to us. What this verse means is that if we try not to sin, we will be better equipped to resist temptation. If we are studying God's word and praying to God, he will seem closer to us because we are talking to him, telling him our trials, and learning more about it. In the book of Exodus, God gives the people of Israel the old law. In chapter 19, God tells Moses what to say when he comes down from the mountain. In verse 5, God tells Moses that the Israelites will be a peculiar treasure to him if they obey him. Exodus 19, verse 5. "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine." God told the Israelites that if they followed him they would be a peculiar treasure to him. This means that they would be different from all the other people and be precious to him. Because they were following him, they would do things that the other nations wouldn't. But they would also not do things that the other nations would. Among all the nations, they would be different, stand out, and gain God's favor if they followed God in all they did. We have looked at who we should submit to in the church and out of it. Worldly leaders include the government and our employers. In the church, we must submit to others, to the elders. We must also submit to each other and help each other. Each person must also submit to their parents. Today we have looked at what God's will is when referring to submission. We need to take God's word and study it further so that we understand it. If you haven't been submitting to others and helping them through hard times, or you are having some other problem and you want the prayers of the church, or if you want to become a Christian, be baptized, wash away your sins, please come. Have a seat on one of the front pews while we stand and sing.